Hey, my name is Dotan, and I'm a program manager working on SQL Server R services for SQL Server 2016. And with me, I have a few good friends, team members, and I let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Vijay. I'm an engineering manager, and with me is my colleague, Jasraj.
Yeah, hi, I'm Jasraj. I'm an engineering manager in the SQL Server R services team.
Hi, my name is Umar Chandar. I'm a program manager in the SQL Server team.
Okay, so we've assembled the perfect crew here. And then we want this session to really focus on frequently asked questions we're getting from customers around SQL Server R services. So we're going to cover a wide range of topics. And let's start with something really basic that we get from a lot of customers. And the question would be, what is R really, and why do I need to know?
R is the number one language used for data science and machine learning. And it's got a very huge open source community working on the product. And it's also got a very great ecosystem of R packages. So you have like thousands of packages which you can use to build your applications very easily.
So R being the most popular language for data analysis, it sounds like a really important thing to know for the future. But then the question becomes, okay, so I know what's R, but now what is R services in SQL Server?
SQL Server R services brings R execution into SQL Server and exposes it through T-SQL interface. That's one of the key things. And another thing is it overcomes some of the challenges which are with CRAN-R in terms of performance and scale, primarily related to performance and scale. And finally, as I said, with this integration, you can literally work on very large data sets in SQL with R.
So we'll get to more details as we go along. But then one question we do get from a lot of customers is, will this great feature be available in all the editions of a SQL Server? So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this one will be available right from our free Express edition to the Enterprise edition. We want everybody to leverage the R functionality and build very intelligent and predictive applications. And lastly, for Enterprise edition, we'll have very high performance and scale, which will differentiate the product.
Okay, so that's great news for a lot of customers, having the ability to get this in all the editions. And then the question I would like to ask next is, so we talked about CRAN-R and R services, but what would be the benefits of R services versus just using CRAN-R?
So there are multiple benefits. Mm-hmm. The biggest one is what Vijay mentioned, the T-SQL interface that many people are familiar with. So now you can embed your R scripts in the T-SQL language and use it through SQL Server. So that's one of them. So then the other one is, there is no need for movement of data between your database and the R computation. That is because the R computation is running on the same server as the database with in DB Analytics. Mm-hmm. And that eliminates the need for data movement, right? And the third one is because we have this package called Reverse Scale R, we have inherited all the Scale R functions that improve the performance and scale in the in DB Analytics suite. So that gives you the additional benefits of perf. So those are the three main benefits.
Great. So we're talking about performance and scale. We're talking about the ability to bring it into production easily via T-SQL. And you also mentioned the ability to avoid data movement and have a lot of people working on the same copy of the data in database. Great. We are bringing a lot of new added value with our services. But as a customer, I want to know whether I can actually use packages and scripts from CRAN-R directly in SQL Server services. Is that possible?
Yes, Dota. You can use any kind of R package, either a freely available R package or a R package which you have written. All you need to do is get it installed on the SQL Server. With SQL Server R services, SQL Server admins can install the package into the SQL Server for you, right? We are looking at how to enable the same scenario for data scientists so that they can also install the packages which they tend to use while exploring.
So that's great. I mean, yeah. I have the R services benefit, but I'm also able to use CRAN-R functions, libraries. And then you mentioned the production aspect, the ability to bring the application to production through T-SQL interfaces. Can you tell us more about that?
So yes, so the way we extended the T-SQL interface is by introducing a system stored procedure. It's called SP execute external script. And one of the parameters to that stored procedure is the R script, which you want to actually run on the data that is in the database. So that's how you can actually, by invoking the stored procedure, you can actually run the R code on a particular table. Mm-hmm. And you can actually embed the system stored procedure into your app. And that's how you can build smart applications on SQL Server.
So I would say that, based on all these descriptions, R service is not the ordinary feature in SQL Server, because we actually are talking about hosting an external runtime, R, on top of SQL Server. And so I'm pretty sure there were some challenges in developing this feature. Can you tell us about a few of those key challenges?
Yeah. The first challenge is we had multiple user personas here, starting with the data scientists, the database developers, your DBAs, and other engineers using SQL Server. So we had to kind of build different areas of the product to cater to all these folks. And then the second one is just integrating other runtimes with SQL Server is a hard thing. So we'll have to think about security and how it can perform on the SQL Server machine. So that was one of the other challenges. And lastly, here with R, we are also dealing with an open source language. So there are legal concerns here. That's something we had to think through in terms of how we integrated the product.
Enterprise readiness is a theme on this feature. How do we enable this R runtime on top of SQL Server from an architecture standpoint is something really interesting.
I mentioned earlier about extending the T-SQL interface. Right. We have also extended SQL Server to have a new extensibility layer that can host runtime securely and manage the resources assigned to them. And using that layer, actually when the system stored procedure is invoked, that layer actually orchestrates all this logic around starting a new R process, offloading the computation to that R process, and sending the data and receiving the results back. So that's the magic that is that is a key part of the R services architecture.
Right. Okay, and then one other aspect of enterprise readiness would be security. So with such a feature and an external runtime, we have interest in securing the SQL Server, making sure R doesn't do things it's not supposed to do. What did we do to enable that?
So since we are running in SQL Server, we paid quite a bit of extra precaution to make sure that the R services are running securely. Right, some of the work which we did was like process isolation. Essentially, that means that any R term or like R application which is running is running in its own context, and it cannot talk to other R processes in the box. And it is running with very low privileges. Not only that, all the R processes which are running on the box are behind a firewall. That way, they are cordoned off from the network also. So we did do quite a bit of work to make sure it is enterprise-grade security.
Okay. So, enterprise readiness sounds like a theme for our services, and especially important to customers. One other aspect of it is resource governance, the fact that customers would like to control CPU and memory of the R runtime on the SQL Server. Do we provide that with our services?
Yes, we definitely do. So, I mentioned previously that extensibility layer has to also be able to manage the resources assigned to the external runtime. Mm-hmm. And we have implemented that in the extensibility layer. Not only that, but we also, SQL Server also has this notion of resource governance, right? So we have extended that and the surface area associated with that to actually incorporate external resource governance. So you can, DBAs can configure how much CPU or how much memory they want the R processes to consume. And we will expose those through the familiar T-SQL interface that we have.
Excellent. So yeah, that's a question that comes up a lot, and great to know. So we talked about performance as being one of the aspects we are tackling with this release. And how do we achieve performance and scale with our services?
Performance is another kind of an enterprise-grade feature which we invested quite a bit to make it shine in SQL R services. there are three things to it. The first one being the scalar functions. As part of the acquisition, we got this reverse scalar package, which is primarily written in C++. And it's multi-threaded and it's very fast, right? And that is the core analytic engine which runs inside SQL. The second one is we also use something called MPI, where what we do is we launch a small cluster of our processes and segregate the work across all of them to get the job done as fast as possible. Now, what that essentially means is if you have a SQL Server box with a lot of processors, lot of processes can be run and they can all exploit all the cores fully, right? And last but not the least is streaming. Now, what streaming does is with a limited amount of memory, you can analyze large amount of data sets. Not only that, one of the nice things about streaming is if you are analyzing results over a billion rows and it is streaming, let's assume, a million rows at a time, your results will start coming out faster rather than all the billion rows to be completed.
So we've essentially implemented several mechanisms to enable performance and scale, ranging from dedicated functions that scale all the way to MPI rings, streaming, and that's great to know. Now, suppose I actually want to do pre-processing separately from R using my familiar ETL tool, and then embed R in some workflow as I go along. Can I achieve this, and how?
Yeah, sure. So you can use SQL Server integration services like today to do your ETL processes. So since we have a T-SQL interface for accessing R, you can embed the stored procedure call in your SSIS jobs. And this allows you to leverage your existing workflow. In addition, you can do like a weekly scoring or training periodically using SSIS.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned Revolution Analytics. When Microsoft acquired Revolution Analytics last year. And so how did we actually bring about the assets from Revolution Analytics into SQL Server R services?
Yes. So one of the things that we mentioned already were the scalar functions that were part of the Revolution Analytics package. Mm-hmm. So those provide increased scale and throughput benefits for the machine learning algorithms, right? Then there is another additional benefit that data scientists can now, sitting in their familiar R IDE, offload computation to the SQL Server machine. So that they can do using something we call a SQL Server compute context. So if you set the compute context to be SQL Server, then the next scalar command that you execute will execute actually on the SQL Server machine without the need for any data movement and reaping the benefits of perf and scale that we have implemented in our service. Those are the key advantages of, those are the key capabilities provided by Revolution Analytics.
Excellent.
I want to add one more point here. Mm-hmm. What Jasra just mentioned, offloading the work onto the SQL Server, right? One of the great things about that is, let's assume you're doing a billion row analytics, right? From RStudio or any kind of your own R client, you can start the job and you can continue working. There is an async model, and you can, once it gets done, you can come back and pull it. So that's also a very nice feature to have. That way you're not stuck for the whole analysis to be complete and your RStudio is stuck.
Yeah. Fire and forget and then pick it
come
up.
Come back and pick it up.
Excellent. Now one thing that may confuse customers, and let's sort it out, is the fact that there is actually two deployment modes with SQL Server R services. One of them will be in database analytics, and the other is called standalone R server. And Enterprise Edition customers can get both. So the question is, what is the difference between these two modes? Can you explain it a bit?
Yeah, so the standalone R server is identical in database analytic version, but the key difference there is the T-SQL interface isn't available, right? Otherwise, you have all the scalar goodness which is available, where you can analyze a large data set, analyze models, score. You can do all these different kinds of things, right? And the nice thing about this is that this is addressing a scenario where, you have a server. Data scientist laptops is not that powerful enough, so you can use the server to do your job And you don't really don't need SQL Server in that case.
Definitely great to have this option for data scientists to analyze big data on a standalone, separate Windows Server without necessarily having the SQL Server on the machine. That would be really useful. Okay. And then, you know, final question, as we look into the future, do we expect to integrate our services into other workloads outside of SQL Server 2016?
Yes, definitely. The first thing we'll look at after SQL Server 2016 is the Microsoft Analytics Platform System for 2016. And after that, we're going to look at our cloud offerings, Azure SQL DB and SQL Data Warehouse. And in the future, we'll look at extending support for other languages similar to our.
Perfect. So the future is bright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So with that, I first of all want to thank you.
Thank you for this session,
for you know providing this great recap on the frequently asked questions for our services. And then also, you know, as a message to the customers, we really worked hard to produce this feature, but we are even more eager to hear what you think about it. So please play with the beats, let us know what you think, your feedback, and we'll listen closely. And thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.